I don't want to lose. I want to win.
I need professional help.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Sports Betting Weekly, sponsored by EasySportsData.com. The books use data, shouldn't you too? And this is Easy Sports Data, like the preschoolers use. EasySportsData.com.
I win here and I win there. Now what?
Sports Betting Weekly.
I want to win.
Here we go. Money talk. Here comes
the money. You should also check out sportsbettinglessons.com. You'll learn some old tricks because sometimes how you bet is more important than who you bet. Sportsbettinglessons.com.
Let's just do it. Let's meet this thing head on. And you were in it to win it.
Talk about an education.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Wow, winning.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome to Sports Betting Weekly. I am second half Chaz. This week, we're going to talk a little bit of everything. We're going to talk some soccer like we have since the pandemic started. But we're going to also talk some Major League Baseball. We've got Jonathan from San Antonio stopping by. We're going to talk with Black Hawk Wes. And we're going to talk some NHL hockey and that kind of unique playoff format that they've got for coming back from the break. Remember, they had 70 games in before the virus shut them down. So let's go out to Paolo. Now, Paolo, most of the big soccer leagues have already decided their champions. What's next?
Yeah, the only thing that's left right now is the Europa League, the Champions League, and this is the last week in soccer in Italy. So basically after that, you're looking at a couple of months break, so there's really not going to be much.
Now, when you say a couple months, do they come right back? Or?
I think they're going to start again in October. Take August, September, start back October, because then you got the European championship that's going to happen in the summer.
Do you remember when all the sports came back and we were watching Serie A and La Liga
Premier League?
And then MLS came on, and MLS really did look slower and uglier. It was a slower and uglier version of soccer.
And it's very unpredictable. Anything is possible in this league. It's a league that anything goes. That's why the MLS is like really, it's just below average league, below average. If you really look at it.
So I was watching Premier League and the German Bundesliga and all those leagues. So yeah, you're absolutely right. When the MLS came on, it just looked like they were slower and not as good.
They are slower. Much slower. It's not worth the risk. Like this week, Italian soccer, there's actually two games, really, like one game that's really worth looking at. It's the Inter Milan with Atalanta. That's going to be the game of the week. Because whoever wins that game finishes second. Like me this week, since it's the last week of Italian soccer, I'll give out a free pick, and the team that's going to roll this week, I mean, I see them scoring over three goals. It's AC Milan. AC Milan this week is a team that's just going to roll. They've been rolling. They're undefeated. They haven't lost since they've opened up. And I just see this game like a blowout. Because next week the Champions League starts, I think, on the 6th. And there's some solid games. Juventus-Lyon. Then there's like Bayern Munich playing somebody. I think Chelsea. Chelsea doesn't have a chance with that after they lost the first. That's the most prestigious competition that everybody wants to win. And this is a very, very tough competition. If we're really looking at this competition, this is a chance for Juventus to win this competition. And I got odds. The only team that I think that can beat Juventus is Bayern Munich, in my opinion.
There you go.
There you go.
All right, buddy. What we'll do is we'll plan on keeping in touch with you. As always, we appreciate your insight. We'll follow you on Twitter and Facebook, and we'll talk soon.
Okay.
As always, Paolo has really been so helpful with us with our soccer plays. Over the course of the pandemic, he gave out so many winners, and we actually learn more about soccer betting than we ever have. When it comes to baseball betting, our next guest, Jonathan from San Antonio, has really started off. You've had a great start to the year, haven't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like I said last week, I miss baseball a bunch, and it's treated me well so far. A couple new rule changes to kind of look after, and injury reports are a little different. I got a lot of injury reports that are COVID-19, up and down it, so it's kind of every night, it's who's going to play, who's available that night. And it's kind of a challenge, this baseball season that we really haven't seen in the past
So let's talk about some of the things that we went over when we chatted before the season started. One of the things, of course, was avoiding parlays. And again, the reason you don't bet parlays is really simple. They screw you on the math. The probability should be paying you $8 and they pay you $6. And that's just really, it's common sense. But what about the live on the dogs winning? Have you had in this first week, have you bet much live action?
I haven't, and the reason I haven't is because I've really been ahead. In a lot of the games that I've bet, I've really been ahead. Like yesterday, I was cursing up a storm watching the A's game because I took the under, A's and Rockies, and 7.5. It's 3-1 going into the A's, two out. Second and third, they got in a little bit of trouble, and I really wasn't in trouble in that game until the eighth inning. So I really haven't had any opportunities to bet it. I was cursing up a storm. He threw a looper to first, got a save, scored two runs. Now I'm a home run away from losing the under. But for the most part, even the games that I've won, I really haven't had trouble where I'm like, let me see this opportunity. I've been ahead. So I've kind of lost value. I'm not going to bet on my team already ahead. So for me personally, I just haven't had opportunities yet. Not to toot my own horn, but I've been picking pretty well the first week of the season. So
yeah, there always is. And again, you're absolutely, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. I mean, when you know, can you win more than one bet on the same game? Yeah, but you know, you could also lose too. So if you're winning it early, if that makes sense. And then we talked about avoiding run lines. Now because I started paying attention because of our EasySportsData.com program where we basically create a racing form for baseball, we noticed that there has been a lot of games that were two runs or more this year start. And I was wondering why you think that is.
I think a lot of it has to do with the start. We've seen a lot of scoring. We've seen some poor pitching performances. We have guys that are still trying to get in the rhythm, but we've also seen guys missing a lot of balls too. Good batters that missed it just underneath. That's also lack of repetitions. So there's been some games where run lines have hit and there are two or more, but it's also the dogs. Some dogs are covering, I think favorites are 51-30 right now.
Okay. No, and again, you don't need, when you've got the San Francisco -300, you could literally lose two other games, go 1-2 and be profitable for the day.
Yeah. And that's what you need. I mean, if you can, even in baseball with the way they mark up odds, if you can go 1-1 and be even or profitable, that's perfect. Cause I went 1-1 one day and I literally was +0. -0. I was zero.
Right. We've talked about this before when I always caution people. Some guy's out there telling you he's hitting 72% or 68%. You know, is it possible? Of course it's possible. But in baseball and in soccer and in some sports, you could be hitting 70% and losing money.
Oh, yeah. You really have – the thing with what I'm trying to do, and I've been, pretty obvious with what I want to do here – It's real hard to get on. You can get on Twitter and everybody's trying to do it. There's a lot of guys trying to say I'm better than you. I hit 70%. I hit 60%. But then you look at their bets, and you actually look at what they're betting and they're down money. You're 3-1 and you're even. You're not doing it right.
Let's look at this weekend. It's Sports Betting Weekly. You and I talk, and most of the guys and I talk. I'm good. I don't know. 40 people in my loop probably that I talk sports betting with, and they all have different philosophies. They all have different strengths. They all have different sports, for heaven's sakes. But you like baseball. You got baseball coming up. It's a weird, it's the first full weekend now that, we've seen already some postponements. We've seen, like you said, injury reports that don't involve injuries, but they involve a virus. What do you think for this weekend? Any pitchers you're excited when they come back on the mound? Maybe they pitched Monday or Tuesday and they're coming back again. What do you got? Anything you're thinking out there?
I gotta say, baseball is one of those sports, especially with the time that we're living in and the season that we're gonna have with the virus. It's day by day. I mean, because I'm not gonna lie, I actually was looking at the Marlins and Orioles game. Orioles coming off those two wins against the Red Sox, they were getting a little bit of value there on the plus money. I was looking at that game. Wake up Monday morning, virus, game canceled. So you're just sitting there like, well, dang, that's an opportunity. So for me, it's day by day. I literally look at the game for today And in about 2 hours, I'll start looking at the games for tomorrow. Who's pitching? Who's on? It's day by day.
Well, so when you wake up in the morning, what time do you start?
I'm up every day around 6:30, 7 a.m.
So it's one of the first things you do is go to the computer?
Yeah, oh, yeah. So I wake up. My fiance has a job. She goes to work in the office at 8. I wake up with her, and we make breakfast, cup of coffee, and I'm at my computer probably about 7:30, and I'll be there. And I got either music or I'll put on some ESPN or whatever in the background, and I kind of just I always have like my preliminary. I make a preliminary list the night before who I'm looking at. I already take out games that I don't want any part of the night before. Then the next day I come in and I just start looking up my stats, who's pitching, probable, who's available in the bullpen, who's hurt, who got tested positive the night before, you know, whatever. It's just what it is. I've been doing a lot of basketball research. I know people are so excited about it, but basketball is going to be one of the tougher things to bet on right now. You got the Clippers that are missing half their team, that are only +4. I don't get it. So I'm going to wait till basketball playoffs. So that actually, like, they get out of this 8-game.
Yep.
Season that they're going to play, and then I'll probably start betting basketball playoffs, see how we do there. But, that's pretty much, yeah, I'm on my computer for a long while.
You can only play the games that are on the board, you know?
Yeah, and every day it looks like it's less and less. So, because I think, what do they say, the Marlins are out, the Phillies have tested positive, so they're going to be out for a while. The Blue Jays are not going to play for a while because they were supposed to play the Phillies. So, I mean, every day you're like, it's a guessing game. Who's going to be on the board?
All right, my man, as always, we appreciate it. Good luck this weekend. We'll talk.
All right, buddy.
Our first two guests, both Paolo and Jonathan from San Antonio, just really good handicappers, and we know a lot of great handicappers because, well, this is 7 years now we've been doing this, and we're blessed to know guys that know how to pick winners. When we come back from break, we got another one, Blackhawk West. You're listening to Sports Betting Weekly.
Could this be a trap?
I always think everything could be a trap, which is why I'm still alive.
However, the amount is 50 florins.
Well, that's all we got.
Yes, and if we had 60, the bet would be 60.
Just been a mistake. Give me my money back.
No. Are you using joinuwager.com? When you win, your book should pay you fast. And joinuwager.com does. It's as simple as that. Need a new book? Check out joinuwager.com. Live action is the best way to win, and joinjazzsports.com has the most lines. You'll have tons of team totals, first quarter parlays too. Jazz is offering things that other books won't. If you want more options to win, use Jazz Sports. Joinjazzsports.com.
Sports Betting Weekly.
You keep lying when you ought to be truthing. And you keep losing when you ought to not bet.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. I am Second Half Chaz. So far, you've heard from Paolo. He gave out a couple soccer plays. We talked to Jonathan, who's off to a great start with the MLB this year, and he gave us some tips for going forward. And now we're going to go out and talk to Blackhawk West. Wes, how you doing?
What is going on in this weird world?
Saturday they start, huh?
They do. And I watch the exhibitions, and like I was saying, the NHL has just done a fantastic job with the product. And you don't really hear about the positive testing either. And I don't know how much reality there is to those numbers or the non-existent numbers, because the NHL is always weird. They don't report the full injuries. It's upper body, lower body. You know, where we're in football, they're telling you every detail, the ligament that's slightly torn. But it's going to be exciting. They took, rather than a normal 8 in the East, 8 in the West format, because I think it was mid-March when the season stopped. You know, those teams that were kind of on the fringe, they added 4 to each side. So they took the top 4 teams. And they put them in like a round robin Olympic format. They're each playing each other. So they each play 3 games, and it's on a point system, almost like the Olympics or World Cup. And they're competing for seeding in the actual tournament. And then they have the remaining 8 teams play against each other according to seed, and they play in a best of 5 series. So for me, the Blackhawks, who are the, you know, the 12th team in, they would have been out of the playoffs. They're playing Edmonton on Saturday, and you know, it's a best of five series, and you win, and then it goes into a normal format with the best of seven, you know, first round, second round, third round cup.
So how many teams will be left when they get to the best of seven?
When they get to the best of seven, it'll be a normal Stanley Cup format. So there'll be eight in the East and eight in the West.
So what do you think? I mean, are you going to come out betting right away? Are you going to be watching a little? What are you going to do?
Well, I watched my Blackhawks last night. It's pretty cool to see them shut out the defending champion 4-0. But each team they only get one exhibition. So the smart move is to look at the teams with the most experience, look at the better goalie. I think Pittsburgh came out looking terrible in an exhibition match, and they typically have a loaded roster. The Islanders are a great pick, but it's hard to pick the teams that don't have a lot of experience. You know, I thought Florida was going to have a great game yesterday just because of their coach and just being able to lead the team in preparation. And, you know, they got blown out 5-0. Tampa Bay right now looks like the team to beat.
Well, it's funny because you look at the first day and it's 9 o'clock, noon, 1 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 7:30 out here. It's kind of like a Christmas day with basketball.
It is like a college football Saturday for hockey fans. I mean, you wake up and it is just games all day. And what's cool about the NHL, although it might not stay this way very long because it's a pretty exciting sport at a time when there's nothing else on, but the advertisements are not the same as if you're watching a football game. So it's a 2.5 hour game, maybe 2 hours, even with the 20 minute intermissions in between. But yeah, there's, I think, four or five games on Saturday. I mean, you can sit on the couch and take it in, 12 hours of hockey, and it's playoff hockey. I don't know that I'm going to do much betting on the first round because I think that the game is going to look different in the second round. I think in the first round, it's going to be all the stars showing up, scoring sloppy goals. And then I think everybody's going to kind of settle in because these teams have only really been playing with one another for about a week. So that chemistry is gone. And some of them are out of shape.
I did not realize they had played so many games already.
Yeah, they had. Well, the playoffs start the second week in somewhere in the teens in April. So
right.
There's about 3 weeks left. So, and they went right back into the playoffs, which is cool. I mean, the NHL, they always seem to do something cool before the other leagues think about it. You know, they were playing around with their all-star game format years before the NFL did. You know, the NFL was always East against West, but then they started doing that fantasy draft thing. But, you know, in the mid-90s, the NHL was doing North America versus World. And then now their playoff format, they put them in 3-on-3 hockey, and they break them up, and they do a tournament from there. And there was a point when, well, now they have their outdoor game. You know, they're playing at Yankee Stadium in Fenway
yep.
Park. I mean, the NHL, they really have good ideas that they put into place with the product they deliver.
You don't have a lot of scoring, therefore you don't have a lot of stoppages. They just play. Now the puck does go off the ice once in a blue moon, but the bottom line is, no doubt about it, hockey is an exciting game.
The goalies are going to have to do some work. If you just, you know, kind of like in football, if you were to go through this and pick the best goalies, You probably got a winner.
So let's do that. Let's talk right now. If we've got some guys out there that aren't betting hockey, and we're going to look to start betting some hockey over the next few weeks, what are your top three things to look at? Maybe, again, if you can go back and look at, though there is a break, a 70-game history is a lot of history there.
Yep. Well, I think you gotta look at goals for, goals against. That always matters. And you always want to look at how they perform against different teams because the matchups matter. I mean, they do in every sport, but the matchups do matter. Some teams are able to score goals against others. And, you know, it's kind of like basketball. It's a star-driven league, but in the playoffs, you got to look at the goalies, especially without a crowd. The teams with higher penalty minutes, I would stay away from the teams with higher penalty minutes just because when there's nothing going on, they drop the gloves to keep fans in the stands. They want to get the fans into it. And, you know, that's typically when a fight takes place. Playoffs are usually very clean. There's usually not a lot of fighting in the playoffs, and now there's no crowd in the stands. So any of the higher penalty minute teams, I would I would stay away from them as far as what I'm betting. And then, you know, there's some, you look for the hot teams too. That's hard to identify now, which is why I'm just going to stay away from the first round.
Well, and you think about it, anytime we're talking about neutral games where, you know, like that Yankee Stadium game or any sport where they have neutral games, for some of these games, it's a neutral site. I mean, you're in the home locker room and you're the home team, but it ain't your home.
They looking at these goalies that are in this series, you know, the goals against average, Florida's got one of the better goalies in the competition as far as save percentage goes and goals against average. I mean, he faces a lot of shots, but his goals against is right around 2.05. And then, you know, the Rangers got a hot goalie. You know, St. Louis, it's hard to go against those Stanley Cup champions, but you look, the hot goalie is never going to take you to a bad place in one of these. You know, I'm looking right now at wins. Just by goalie, and the top three goalies by wins, it's no coincidence that these are probably the three top teams that have a shot. You look at Tampa's goalie with 35 wins. You look at Winnipeg with 31 wins. I don't know if Winnipeg's got a great chance, but then you look at St. Louis goalie Jordan Binnington with 30 wins. And then those goalies are also among the top 10 in shutouts and save percentage.
Which makes sense. You know, that's where, you know, if the other team doesn't score, there's a real good shot you're going to get a win. Stopping 92.9% of the shots, that's a pretty high percentage.
Yeah, and, you know, the other place to make money on these hockey games, because they all start off at 1.5. They're all 1.5-point spreads, which makes it difficult because, you know, 3-2, sometimes 4-3, that's how a lot of these games go. But, you know, the live action is great. You know, if you got a team that you know is going to win, but you don't know about the 1.5, wait, keep your fingers crossed. Hope that they go down by one. Well, now you could probably get a point or catch a plus 115, 120 on taking the money line.
Live action is a big part of our show because, you know, we have some soccer games where they were -3 and we got them at +6. Mm-hmm. -300 to +600 is a pretty good. But again, if you know, just, you know, if a team that's the better hockey team has a weird situation where a guy falls down and a puck goes in the hole and then they score again and now they're chasing two, then you're talking about, yeah, -153 goes to +400.
Yeah, and it's a lot, you know, the half a point or even the full point in hockey is so much more dramatic of an impact than in basketball or in football, you know. But then there's some games where you don't even want to take the dog. The dog is like, just looking at this Blackhawks Edmonton game, to take the Blackhawks and the 1.5, it's -180. I mean, that's just too expensive. It's not worth it. They call it gambling for a reason, although we like to think we know stuff.
Yeah, and that's what you said. You can pay attention to this first round and hopefully down the road. Now, remember, as always, you like anything, don't be afraid to send that text out. We'll hop on that live action with you.
Right now, I'm just happy that sports are back. I mean, it's been a long summer. I've been watching the stock market as if that was the support, cheering when Apple goes up a half a point.
You're talking to a guy who actually learned soccer, so I appreciate it. All right, Wes, as always, we'll talk to you next time.
All right, talk to you later, brother.
Yeah, Wes sure does know his stuff, and probably the number one guy that, from all our listeners, that's into the live action. It just, we do very, very well with it. We send it back and forth, and really, it's just another set of eyeballs. We've got 30, 40 guys that are handicappers. We're going to have a lot of fun, but we need sports, and sports being back is a real big deal. I am Second Half Chaz. You've been listening to Sports Betting Weekly. Don't forget to check out sportsbettinglessons.com and easysportsdata.com. Always be cashing.